From KALW News in San Francisco, this is a special hour-long edition of Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Mission District.
Fremont.
El Cerrito.
Oaktown, baby.
Lake Merritt.
Temescal.
First, we'll hear how performers in East Oakland use art to cope with losing their homes.
Who's occupying the place, making space, because we've been uprooted.
Then, some favorite moments from the artists we've brought on this show.
What's politically feasible is not where we should start. I think that we need to completely question some of these systems.
And snapshots from San Francisco's SoMa district from back before they called it SoMa.
We would know who our neighbors are. We would know them by names.
We're bringing you an artist's eye view of our changing Bay Area today on a special hour-long edition of Cross Currents. First, this news.
Federal and state investigators in Texas now say they have determined that a deadly 2013 explosion at a fertilizer plant was the result of a criminal act. Investigators are still trying to determine who may have been responsible for setting a fire that triggered a massive explosion that killed 15 people and injured hundreds of others. Rob Elders with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, he says the blast left part of a small town in ruins.
The explosion caused damage in a 37-square-block area and destroyed over 500 homes. Several other homes were also damaged. In the end, a crater 93 feet wide and 12 feet deep was created.
The fire caused ammonium nitrate to detonate, resulting in a massive explosion. Most of the dead were emergency personnel responding to an initial call. It's going to be a lot easier now to ask which companies in your community are dangerous places to work. That's because a new federal rule will require companies across the country to report workplace injuries. And for the first time ever, the public will be able to look them up. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has more.
Suppose you've wanted to find out which construction companies in your community have the most deadly accidents, how many workers fall off scaffolds, or how many get buried alive when trenches collapse. Or suppose you've wanted to find out which factory has the most accidents where workers get fingers and arms cut off. Until now, you couldn't get that information. It was secret. But the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has ruled that most companies with more than 20 employees will have to report their injuries every year, and you will be able to look them up. The Chamber of Commerce denounced the rule as misguided and said it'll help lawyers bring frivolous lawsuits. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Donald Trump is under attack from former presidential candidate Mitt Romney over Trump's refusal to release his tax returns. NPR's Peter Overby tells us Trump says there's nothing to learn from them.
Trump made the comment in an interview with Associated Press. Within hours, Mitt Romney posted on Facebook saying that Trump's refusal to release his tax returns is, quote, disqualifying for a modern-day presidential nominee. Romney, who's criticized Trump before, dismissed Trump's reasons for keeping the returns private. He said there was only one logical explanation, that they contained some sort of explosive information. Romney's conclusion, quoting again, "We can only assume it's a bombshell of unusual size." Trump has maintained that he can't release the returns because the IRS is auditing them. No law stops him from doing so. He told AP he's following his lawyer's instructions. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The attorney for relatives of a black motorist shot and killed by white South Carolina police officers say it's historic. The Justice Department has indicted the ex-officer. 34-year-old Charleston police officer Michael Slager has been indicted on 3 counts. On Wall Street, the Dow was down. This is NPR.
Welcome back to Cross Currents from KALW News. This is a special edition of Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area. I'm Hannah Baba, and it's the second day of our membership campaign. So we're bringing you a special show today. It's all about artists and art in the Bay Area. And we've got the perfect person right here with me in studio to get us into that world, host of our our segment Sights and Sounds, KLW's Jen Sheehan. Hey, Jen.
Hi, Hannah. You're right. This is our spring membership campaign. We're on day two, so I'd like to just send an invitation out to our listeners to go ahead and get your contribution out of the way right now. Then you can sit back and enjoy the rest of the show. You can do that by calling 800-525-9917 or going online at klw.org and clicking the donate button.
All right. And we are going to start today's show with a special challenge.
A challenge.
We already have a challenge. We need 20 clicks or calls during this hour. And if we get them, we'll get $600 extra for this membership campaign. Thank you to Paul and Stan and James from San Francisco and Livermore. Thanks so much for putting up this money. But we'll only get it if you call or click during Cross Currents right now. Go to 800-525-9917. Give us a call there or online at klw.org.
A click is as good as a call, as we like to say here.
That's right. And so, Jen, you do a lot of the arts programming here at KALW.
That's right.
Your project, Sights and Sounds. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
So Sights and Sounds is a kind of umbrella term for a few of the different arts things that we do. One of them is our weekly segment that I host where we ask local artists to tell us their recommendations for arts events for that week, for that weekend. And that's a way for us to get to know things that we might not know about otherwise. Then we air longer interviews with those same artists on Cross Currents, where we get to just talk to them about their art and what it means to them and what it means to them to be a part of the Bay Area community. And then one of my favorite things we do is also these live events where we go out into the community and we invite listeners and just anyone to come and enjoy storytelling and live arts programming. We just did a great one last month called Sights and Sounds of East Oakland.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You were there. I saw you there.
Yes, and many of us were there and totally enjoyed it. What inspires you to cover art in particular?
Well, I actually, before I got into radio, I have a long background as a performer. I've been a dancer since I was a little kid. And then I...
Oh, what kind of dance?
All kinds of dance. I did the, as they call it, holy triumvirate when I was little, of ballet, tap, and acrobatics. But then I branched out into modern and contact improvisation and dance theater and all kinds of craziness. And then I've moved into radio, but I still have a lot of roots and a lot of branches in that world. Mm-hmm. And so I really like to bring that stuff to the air.
And for Sights and Sounds, last time you partnered with Oakland Voices.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Oakland Voices is this amazing journalism training program, and it's jointly run by the Maynard Institute of Journalism and the Oakland Tribune. Mm-hmm. And it's a way for residents of East Oakland to get journalism training and to be able to tell stories about their own neighborhoods and their own lives.
All right. Well, we're going to go hear one right now. But in the meantime, give us a call, 800-525-9917 or klw.org. Let's hear the story.
Okay. So
I live with my grandmommy, Ann Attaway, on 2657 67th Avenue from August 2006 to May 2012 and enjoyed every minute of it. But a series of events killed my joy. My grandmommy became a victim of predatory lending. The mortgage ballooned, and on January 25th, 2012, she lost her home of over 40 years to foreclosure.
That's how we bought it. We had saved up our little money. Let's see. You hadn't been born yet.
It was devastating to her because this was the home she bought with my gramps in 1968 with a loan, 50-cent pieces and silver dollars. Now my grandmommy lives in Stockton, far away from her old neighborhood in a senior facility.
I'm still moving in craziness. In here, they're still renovating my apartment. Mm-hmm. Because they got to put a new fixtures in the bathroom. You know, for me to hold on before I fall and hurt myself in the tub, you know.
Yeah. The foreclosure was devastating to me because I felt like I should have done more to help her fight it. Or maybe if I had a job, we could have kept the house. I don't know how to forgive myself and get past it. So recently, I went back a second time. I felt like I was finally ready to face what had happened and really talk with the people I had known. Dogs are barking. People are working on their yards. I feel like a stranger, but almost like I'm still part of the neighborhood.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Oh, my goodness.
My grandmommy's former neighbor is still here. She lives a few doors down. Her name is Jessie Brown, But Grandmommy always called her Miss Brown, so I call her that too.
Well, this young lady, I knew her when she was like that. I can't believe it.
Miss Brown was like the team captain in the neighborhood. She organized block parties during National Night Out, and with her leadership, all the neighbors learned to watch out for each other.
Practically everybody on the street does. Everybody called me Mama Brown, you know. Even the gangsters. I got a few gangsters around. Yeah. But they even check on me, you know.
But as more and more people leave, she says the neighborhood isn't like a family the way it used to be.
So I'm in the process now of trying to get the new people to know one another.
Gentrification might be coming to East Oakland, but the bigger picture for Miss Brown is that over the years she's lived here, she's watched the neighborhood become more dangerous.
When I move here, I'm an alterationist person. My business is in the back of the house. I turned my garage into an alteration place. I could leave that front door open. I didn't have any bars on it like you see now, just a screen. I could work out at 12, 1 o'clock at night, and very comfortable. Now I have to lock the door if I'm going to the garbage can.
Being back in the neighborhood was hard for me. It's hard to picture it dangerous. I always felt safe, even walking at night. But by the time I left, I too noticed the change. I've always dealt with hardships through my poetry and spoken word. And since my grandmommy's foreclosure, I've been writing a lot.
A city that's forgotten them. I see the leftovers. Only a handful of leftovers. Gun shells in the ground have created another art piece. Murals decorate empty walls, vacant buildings, storefronts and homes tell the story. Where have the people gone? Who's going to save them when the ghosts live here now? Who's occupying the place, making space? Because we've been uprooted, dragged, pushed, and pulled.
I'm not the only one to tackle the effects of displacement through art. Other artists I know and admire have done this too. Davin Thompson, a.k.a. Dudat, has a similar story. His mother's house was also foreclosed.
It feels like having the rug pulled out from under you. And it feels like, I know moving out of my home, and my parents had been there for about 40 years. So for me personally, it was like reliving your life, you feel me? And like packing up somebody else's life at the same time and just like really like closing out of a chapter. And I guess like me being an artist, you feel me? I have a talent to kind of express that and to talk about it, you know what I mean? And really like put it in perspective.
I know what he means. Foreclosure made me feel like I had to start my life all over again. Dudat says these stories of urban change get told a lot. Even stories about people like him. But rarely do we hear the stories told by people like him.
I want to be able to speak to my life and my observations around like what's in my community and my hood. And I won't front, like, you feel me? I wasn't in the trap, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't like in the hood like that, you feel me? But I still got eyes, I got partners who live that life, you feel me? You know what I mean? I can see. You know what I mean? Not only can I see, I can think.
You know what's funny? If we go back in the history of Oakland.
Mr. Birch is a rapper out of East Oakland.
Majority of the Caucasian people lived in East Oakland, and we all was in the West.
His mother also lost her home due to foreclosure. Mr. Birch thinks housing displacement starts with a different kind of displacement. Feeling displaced or excluded from society, period. It starts with not having things that it seems like everybody else does, like two parents, functional schools, a future. And that's what makes it easy to sell out the small things that we actually do have.
You have a whole bunch of people sitting in a home selling dope out their grandmother's house. We're not knowing, like, grandma worked this hard for this house. Mm-hmm. We're not keeping things together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're not keeping it for our future children and our grandchildren and things of that nature. We're not owning anything. We're losing it and giving it to somebody else, and then we're just moving somewhere else just because it's cheaper. But then they're going to turn around and do the same thing once we move there.
I know Mr. Birch has written about this in his work. I highlighted too in my poems about how our grandparents, great-grandparents, and ancestors would view the situation today.
I wasn't around to see the tears. the blood being spilt, guns blazing, hoses gushing. But I see their faces gazing somewhere, thinking about way back when. I could put my fingers in the dents and trace where it all began. Tears rushing, creating rivers. Their faces tell storylines. It seeped in the bloodlines. Complacency in empty homes and in communities. Fragmented, lost hope, no hope. A city that's forgotten.
Thinking about this brings me back to Miss Brown. While talking with her, I expressed for the first time my frustration and shame.
I'm sorry. I really have been wanting to come by for a while. I think a lot of it is just really upset, sad, that my grandma lost her home. And I feel like she's still there. And I'm about to cry because just going through that whole process was really hard to watch her. I never really discussed it. I only wrote it in my poems.
That's the bad part. You never discussed it. Mm-hmm. See, when you don't talk about it, you have to have somebody you can talk to. It's like therapy.
It still hurts. But I'm relieved now after talking with Miss Brown and my grandmommy. And now I finally have the courage to face my fears, forgive myself, and let the healing continue by sharing my spoken word until displacement doesn't happen again.
And that was a story by Aquila Lewis, who's a community journalist from Oakland Voices, which is this amazing journalism training program from the Oakland Tribune and the Maynard Institute for Journalism. Aquila's also a spoken word artist, as you heard in that story. She performed that story live at our show, Sights and Sounds of East Oakland, really recently.
That's right. This is Cross Currents, a very special edition of Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. That was Jen Chien, host of Sights and Sounds here on KALW. Seeing Aquila live on stage perform that at the Sights and Sounds event was breathtaking. It was really incredible seeing somebody being able to be that vulnerable,
yes,
on stage in front of everybody, talking about her shame and meeting her. It was incredible.
It was. We were really, really glad that Aquila shared that story with us and with that broader audience. There's one thing to write a piece and then another to maybe record it in the privacy of a studio. But for her to stand on stage in front of hundreds of people and open up like that, it really was. It was a beautiful thing for sure.
It's not easy at all. We are in our spring membership campaign. And again, we need those 20 calls or clicks. Calls at 800-525-9917 to make your contribution to this station, to Sights and Sounds and Jen Chien here. Stories like the one you've just heard can only come to you through your support. See, it's you coming back to you. Give us a call, 800-525-9917. Help us reach our goal of 20 calls, or go online to kalw.org and make a contribution. Help us make this. We get $600.
That's $600 extra.
$600 extra.
Put up by some very generous listeners. You know, we can't do what we do without the support of our listeners. It's a community effort, I would say. We do a lot of the making, but listeners also do the making, too, by giving us the resources to do what we do, to make the stories like that, to bring these partnerships to life, like the one with Oakland Voices.
Right. And, Jen, last year's Sights and Sounds, you did it in San Francisco's Bayview Hunters Point.
That's right. It was actually our second Sights and Sounds of Bayview event last year.
Right. So how was that one different than this East Oakland one?
Well, last time, the whole show was radio stories brought to life on stage with a couple of special guests. But this year, we decided to do something different with a real live arts performer focus. So we had two of these multimedia radio stories on stage, but we also had dancers. Mm-hmm. We had a really great live cumbia band. We had Calpulli Cuatlique, who's a danza azteca group out of East Oakland. And I sat down and had a conversation with this amazing documentary photographer named Brittany Sensabaugh. So it was a broader variety of things that we brought to the stage this time.
What is the goal of an event like
that versus hearing a story on the radio by somebody?
You know, that's a big question. There's a lot of things that we want to do. Number one is we just want to bring people together. We love making radio. We love putting stuff out on the airwaves that comes right into your ears. But we also really believe in community. It's not just we don't just pay lip service to that. Yeah, we kind of make fun of ourselves sometimes for saying that word a lot, but it's something that we really value. And there's no way to make community without actually bringing people together physically.
So and how do we do that? Through your contributions. This is the spring membership campaign.
That's
it is
right.
Day two. Day two, you can make a difference and help us bring these shows to you in your neighborhood. Give us a call right now, 800-525-9917. Become a member of KALW. Become a member of this station that brings you these stories, not only here on the radio, but we actually make the effort to go out into your community, whether it's Oakland, whether it's San Francisco. Jen here with her team are really doing an excellent job with Sights and Sounds. Show your support. Go to KALW.org, make a contribution. Help us make this challenge, too. We really want those $600, right?
That's right. And we're trying to actually do another live event. Actually, we want to do two live events this coming year. Some of that money, honestly, comes from grants. But some of that money we also comes from our station operating budget. And as you and I know, more than 70% of our station's budget comes from listener support. That means a lot to us. So lend your support behind us as well by calling 800-525-9917 or going to KALW.org.
We really want to hear from you this hour. Call us, make a contribution at 800-525-9917. And when you do that, we want to hear from you. Just what arts programs around the Bay Area do you support? If you have a shout out you'd like to make to an artist, make your contribution and we just might say that person or the group or the band.
I think we will.
The truth.
Let's say that.
We will?
Yeah.
She says we will.
If you call in now, there are volunteers waiting to take your call. And if you let them know who's your favorite local Bay Area artist or arts organization, we would love to give them a shout out on the air right now.
800-525-9917 or go online at KALW.org. We don't like to talk about all the gifts you can find on the website. They're there. You can look through them. They're awesome. There's shirts. There's mugs. There's no denying that. A new flash drive that we have, which is really new, that we developed here at Cross Currents. And it has all the stories that have to do with Golden Gate Park in one flash drive. You can get that only if you call 800-525-9917 right now.
Or go to the website if you like, KALW.org, and click on that big donate button. You know, as Hannah said, we don't necessarily like to talk about the gifts, but there is one gift that I'd like to talk about that is the greatest gift of all when you donate, when you become a member. It's that gift is feeling like you're a part of your local public radio station. It's a local resource that we put together. And we really believe that. If you believe in that, too, give us a call, 800-525-9917 or online KALW.org.
And really help us give voice to artists all around the Bay Area, not only through Sights and Sounds here with Jen, but if you've noticed, at the end of every Cross Currents, we promote a local band and
That's
we play
right.
the music of that band. And we tell you where you can go and see the band as well. To support all of that, give us a call, 800-525-9917. Now, as we mentioned, Jen hosts a segment,
yes.
Sights and Sounds. It's kind of the radio side of the live show we were just talking about, where all kinds of local artists talk about their work. And Jen, you have this energy and this incredible way of getting your guests to forget that they are being taped and that this is for radio.
Well, thanks, Hannah.
They just talk. And it sounds real, and we get to listen in on that. And one thing you do that's really interesting and useful to the listener is that you ask your artist guests to recommend arts events for people to go that weekend.
That's right.
So today we're flipping the script on you, Jen Chien.
Uh-oh.
Can you pick some of your favorite moments from Sights and Sounds?
Well, I in fact can. Hannah, I have brought some clips with me today to share.
What a coincidence.
Oh, my goodness. So the first artist that we're going to hear from is Marco Polo Santiago. You know, I was just saying we had this great cumbia band at our live event, Sights and Sound of East Oakland, last month. Mm-hmm. So Marco Polo Santiago is the leader of this band. It's called La Misa Negra, and they are amazing. They really get your booty moving, if you know what I mean.
They did, too.
They play cumbia. They play other types of Afro-Colombian music. But Marco Polo Santiago started out as a metalhead. He grew up listening to heavy metal. He's really a headbanger. So here's a little snippet of our conversation.
So the name of the band came simply because I'm a metalhead and I listen to Black Sabbath. I love Black Sabbath. So that's just where it came from. La Misa Negra, it's not a translation of Black Sabbath, but it's kind of conjures up that same, you know, imagery. It means Black Mass in English. La Cumbia Cura was inspired by this lady that came to one of our shows in San Jose. We played a festival. This was like 3 years ago. And after we were done playing, she comes up to us and she's in a wheelchair and she tells us she hadn't stood in like months. And she danced the whole time with us. We played like a 1 hour set and she was dancing. And she was just like so happy and stuff. She was like my grandmother's age, you know. So she told me, I heard that story and I immediately thought La Cumbia Cura, which means cumbia cures. Music has, you know, the power to heal. Sometimes it's the only thing that'll get, you know, my grandmother up out of her seat. If she's feeling sick, leave the pills on the table and just put on the cumbia. So that's roughly what it's saying in Spanish, but better. Better than I said it right now.
Woo! I'm Hannah Baba. This is a special episode of Cross Current. I remember that day. Nobody was able to sit down at the Sights and Sounds. I'm here with KALW's Jen Chien, who interviewed Marco Polo Santiago, the musician you just heard. Jen is the host of Sights and Sounds, KALW's weekly arts segment. Ooh,
I remember very
spicy.
Well myself. I had some nice, comfortable boots, like not super comfortable. They had a little bit of a heel, and it had been a long day that I had been in them. But once they took the stage, I could not help myself, and I just boogied down.
So, again, let's remind our listeners, give us a call at 800-525-9917 to contribute. It's the spring membership campaign. All right, so that was your first pick.
Yes. So
next,
we're going to hear from Fabiana Rodriguez, who is a favorite of the Bay Area. And if you know anything about art and activism in the Bay Area, her name is going to be in your mind. Fabiana is the director of Culture Strike, which is a national art and activist organization. She's also the co-founder of Presente.org, whose aim is to empower Latino communities. Mm. She's also got work in this new great show at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts called Take This Hammer, all about arts and media and activism. Mm-hmm. She's super prolific and super active. And she was also on your call this morning.
Yeah.
So our listeners might have heard her already today. She's amazing. I talked to her when she came in for Sights and Sounds, a little bit about the relationship between your art and your politics.
When we are trying to get laws changed, often we are thinking about and working within what's politically feasible, right? So we are saying, for example, let's stop the deportations. Let's get cameras on these police, right? Let's figure out training systems. What's politically feasible is not where we should start. I think we need to start in the space of the imagination. I think that we need to completely question some of these systems. It's the same thing with climate change. We have a conversation about how much CO2 is in the air. We have a conversation about, you know, green energy, right?
Sun emissions.
What we don't have a conversation about is completely rethinking our consumption patterns and really questioning, hey, you know what, this the way that we feel entitled to stuff, especially in this country, we're using 17 more times energy than anyone else. We need to completely reimagine our futures.
And so you're saying politics is not the arena for that.
Politics is not the space for that. The arts is the space for that, because the arts offers us a space to completely dream. For example, I would love to see a world without borders, you know, and that's a place that I can create in my artwork. I can't talk to a congressman about eliminating borders. They just won't. That's not
does
even a place
compute.
For them to start. It
uh-huh.
does not. And yet, I still believe that we need to imagine a world without gender. Imagine if I propose that to a politician, a world without gender. They don't even know where to start. So for me, the arts is a place to really think big, to think with our imagination, and to completely reimagine systems.
That is Fabiana Rodriguez, director of Culture Strike, a national art and activist organization, co-founder of Presente.org, whose aim is to empower Latino communities. She was on Your Call this morning, and right now she's on Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. With me is Jen Chien, and Jen Chien is giving us kind of a taste of things she's recommending for us. So, Jen, go ahead. As people call 800-525-9917 and make their contributions, give us a taste of what you think.
Well, here's another Sights and Sounds interview that I really enjoyed. Now, this is Mads Tolling, who has, I have to say, one of the coolest names
Mads.
Of anyone who's been on Cross Currents or in Sights and Sounds. Mads Tolling, he's Danish, and he's a jazz violinist who is trained classically. He says his goal is to show the world how much the violin can actually do. And so since he had brought his instrument into the studio with him, I asked him to show me.
So if I'm going to think about playing jazz and playing within rhythm, I have a lot of different ways I can do that. You know, in fiddle music, which is very famous, you have something called the shuffle bow. It goes like this. I'm basically, instead of playing all the notes, you know, I'm basically constantly moving the bow back and forth, creating kind of what's called a shuffle bow. So demonstrate this simply using one note. I'm playing all the notes. See, basically, I have a grid of eighth notes, right? And by accenting certain some of those eighth notes not equally, then you feel this groove, mm-hmm. and you feel like you want to dance. You want to move your body to the music.
Is it analogous to how someone strums a guitar?
That's exactly right.
And you accent the certain.
See, if I didn't do that. Or if I just did the shuffle bow. Right. Then you start not having a groove like in Vivaldi, right? You know, those kind of things where you're playing all the notes.
So it doesn't swing. Like, yeah, it doesn't make you want to dance
the
same way.
It does make you want to dance the same way. It makes you want to dance, but it's...
In more of a square minuet type
right, of
way.
Right, it's more kind of like 18th century, right?
Right.
That is Mads Tolling, who spoke with KALW's Jen Chien, who's here with me right now of Sights and Sounds.
I got to say minuet on the air. That's pretty cool.
So lots of cool sounds. I don't play the violin, so I didn't understand a lot of that.
Yeah,
but
there's
it was
some technical stuff in there.
Very, very great sounds.
But what's so cool about these interviews is I get to learn stuff. Hopefully I'm passing that knowledge on to listeners. But these interviews can go all over the place. Some of them are very technical and about the artist's specific art form and how they do it. And then there are conversations like I had with Fabiana, which are really big picture thinking about what art can be and what it means and what it should be doing for us as a culture.
Right.
So I feel really lucky to be able to talk to all of these different people. And
all right. Just a reminder of our number, 800-525-9917.
9917 to make a contribution right now. We need 20 callers. We have 8 so far. Thank you so much. We need 12 more. You are one of them. 800-525-9917. Okay, I just snuck that in before Jen is going to tell us about her next favorite Sights and Sounds piece.
So this is the last clip that I brought to share with us today, to share between us. So this is from an interview I did with Amir Soltani, who's a filmmaker and a human rights activist who lives in Oakland. Now, Amir and his collaborator, Chihiro Wimbush, made a film called Dogtown Redemption, which I believe you can see on PBS this month. Mm. And so this film follows the lives of a few of the homeless people around a recycling center in West Oakland, Alliance Metals. People may have heard about it in the news. It was a really controversial place. But this film really just followed the people surrounding this place and this controversial issue. I was really happy to be able to shine a spotlight on this project that takes on really thorny issues that we're dealing with here in the Bay in a really human and humane way that doesn't take sides, that's not adversarial, that just really touches the heart. Mm. Also, Amir's gentle voice was just a real pleasure for me. So let's take a listen.
On the one hand, it was the stories of the people. On another level, it was the story of the recycling center. And on a third level, it was the story of West Oakland. And, you know, if you look at it in a very macro way, you know, we are in a sort of highly consumerist society. So on the one side, there's advertising and desire. And on the other side, there's sort of disgust and addiction and pollution and all these things that we shun.
And waste.
And waste. And they're both a part of us. But so there's a part of the city which is the supermarket, which is super visible, right? All the brands are there. But this recycling center, in a way, is where all these brands go to die. And at the same time, it's where they go for rebirth. You know, things were losing form and regaining form in that recycling center. Lives also.
What did you learn over the course of making this film about this really thorny issue of gentrification and, mm-hmm. and the kind of different sides?
The whole point of making the film wasn't to say, oh, the gentrifiers are bad, or oh, the poor people are addicts, or whatever. It was to have the conversation and to approach each other from a point of empathy. Because, in fact, there is so much talent, so much generosity, so much kindness also in our communities. And that's what we wanted to summon.
You're listening to Cross Currents. This is a special hour-long edition. I'm Hannah Baba, and with me today is our KALW in-house art expert, reporter, editor, everything, art.
Lady person,
Jen Chien. And we're talking about arts coverage that we do here at the station on KALW and all the performing arts that Jen covers through Sights and Sounds. So, Jen, I mean, taking this thing from radio to the stage, what's next? What is there that's next?
Ooh. Well, part of what's next is trying to get more artists that I have never heard of, for personally speaking, but that maybe...
There are artists you have never heard of?
For sure. I can't know everything. One of our goals is to keep widening the circle, you could say, that as we meet other artists, we bring them in, we interview them, they connect us to other artists. We go out to them, we meet them, they connect us to other artists. Mm. And so that we learn a lot more about what's going on. There's a lot of artists that I've spoken to this past year. Even if I don't have it in my interview questions, the issue of this changing Bay Area comes up a lot for artists. A lot of artists feel very strapped for cash, for resources, for space, for housing, just like everyone else. But I think especially artists are feeling the crunch that's happening in the Bay Area these days. Mm. And I want to bring those conversations to the air and want to find ways to lift up artists that might not be getting the shine that they would be getting, or maybe there were more outlets before for them to show their work or to get their names out. And we really want to help uplift those kinds of voices that are really not heard enough.
We can do that. How, Jen?
How can we do that?
How?
With your support, with listener support. Everything that we do here at KALW is due to the generosity of our listeners and our members. If you are not one, or if you'd like to renew your membership today, please give us a call at 800-525-9917. That's 800-525-9917.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to Martha Stabler. Also, thank you to Christopher Steinreck in San Francisco. Thank you to Edith Bourbon in San Francisco. She said she loves the BBC, Big Picture Science, Sandeep Roy, Rose Aguilar, all the goodies found here on KALW. She called at 800-525-9917. And thank you to Stephen Gruno. Sorry if I mispronounced your name, from Richmond. He loves the Saturday music, left, right, and center, Minds Over Matter. Thank you so much. And our challenge is 20 callers or clicks this hour. We are halfway there at 10.
That's amazing.
We need you to be next for us to be closer to the goal. And we will get our extra $600, 800-525-9917.
And we have a couple of artist shout outs. So we're asking anyone who calls in, if you'd like, just tell us who your favorite artist or favorite arts organization is in the Bay. I'd like to give a shout out to Radix Performance Troupe. And this is from Bird Kinas. Thank you, Bird, for bringing that to us. Also, a little shout out to the Oakland Beers, which is Bird's baseball team. We also have a shout out to Lily Bao, and Lily's mom just called to be a first-time member. Isn't that awesome?
That is great. And we're celebrating a birthday, an important birthday here at KALW.
Yes. Happy birthday, KALW.
75 years on the air. Renew your membership. Be a part of the station again. 800-525-9917 or go online at kalw.org. Help us meet our challenge and get the extra $600.
10 more calls or clicks. We can get it.
10 more calls or clicks. San Francisco is in a period of rapid change, as Jen Chien said, but giant shifts in the city are not new. For example, south of Market, originally it was known, Jen, as south of the slot, because it was on the, quote, wrong side of Market Street and its cable car tracks. It started out as this industrial district with cheap rent, working class families. But now it's really been transformed. And everybody can see that, really. Tech companies, AT&T Park, mm-hmm. Moscone Center have replaced factories that used to be there, homes that used to be there, mom and pop stores that used to be there. So there's this Bay Area photographer, Janet Delaney, who's lived in SoMa in the 70s and the 80s and has captured its people and places with her camera. Some of these photographs are going to be on display at the new SF Museum of Modern Art, MoMA. Last year, they were put up at the DeYoung. KALW's Angela Johnston tracked down some of the people inside those pictures to find out how their lives have changed along with the city.
It's the last week of school at Bessie Carmichael Elementary on 7th and Harrison in the South of Market neighborhood. Photographer Janet Delaney and I are here to see someone we've been trying to get in touch with for months.
So Bobby Washington was a long-time resident on Langton Street. She had a lot of stories to tell me about what it was like to grow up in the neighborhood.
Bobby Washington grew up just 2 blocks from where we are right now.
Living there was awesome. Living in this area was awesome because we were in walking distance of everything. The people were friendly. Majority of the people at that time was down here was mostly African Americans and Latinos.
She met Janet Delaney more than 30 years ago.
She knocked on the door and she was asking a lot of questions. And I wasn't too comfortable with her at first because I didn't really know who she was. And then she asked, could she come in? And I told her yes.
Delaney came in and took her picture. In the photo, Bobby Washington is sitting in her living room, braiding her daughter Ayana's hair. The walls have dark wood paneling, and there's an indoor plant hanging from the ceiling in a macrame basket. The TV's on in the background. Washington and her daughter both wear yellow shirts, which match the pale yellow curtains behind them and the soft yellow glow of the light seeping in. Delaney took this photograph in 1982. She was in her late 20s and living in the same neighborhood as Washington, on the same street, actually. South of Market was filled with industry. Casket factories, blacksmiths, auto mechanics, sign shops. It was a working class neighborhood with families, a growing gay population, and artists. But that was about to change, and Delaney wanted to capture it on film.
My initial site was the construction center, the Moscone Center.
The Moscone Center is now the largest convention center in San Francisco. Back in the 1960s and 70s, the land it now sits on was claimed by the San Francisco Redevelopment Agency. The city bulldozed entire blocks to make way for the giant project. Thousands of low-income residents got displaced.
I realized my home and my neighbors were going to be greatly impacted when the site was completed. So I decided to try to understand what had been removed in order to build the Moscone Center, because it was, you know, 10 square blocks. It was 700 businesses and 4,000 people. And where were they and how did that happen?
She hit the streets with her view camera, the old-fashioned kind where you drape a cloth over your head to take a picture. She took a tape recorder, too, and she recorded the stories of some of the people she photographed, like Bobby Washington.
Gee, we moved to South Mark when I was 11.
That's Bobby Washington talking to Delaney in 1982 after she had her photograph taken.
I seen all the changes, all the disappearing, all the comings and all the goings. I'm what you call the last of the litter.
2 years after Delaney photographed and interviewed her, a huge fire destroyed her apartment and all her belongings, and she couldn't afford another place. She moved in with friends and has been struggling to find permanent housing ever since. But Washington still has a deep connection to the neighborhood, like her job as a counselor at Bessie Carmichael School. Today, she's in the gym, hanging up streamers for an end-of-the-year dance. We sit down and start flipping through Delaney's book.
Oh, look at the bad girl. I remember my sister and I stole some white blouses off this fence.
Yeah, so these are photographs I made all over the neighborhood.
Get out of here. This is on Moss. This is where Virginia lived over here.
She says back then, families stuck together.
My sisters lived like halfway around the corner, and then she was in like a little alley with her four kids. My other sister lived on Howard. My brother lived on Clementina. My dad lived on 3rd Street.
Now she lives in the Lakeview neighborhood near Ingleside. It's her home, but it doesn't feel the same.
And I'm looking at this book at all these old things, like the car shops that we used to go by, and we would know the people that's in the car repair places. We would know who our neighbors are. We would know them by names. We would know, you know, we would know our store people. We would go in and say, I don't have it today. Could I bring you the money tomorrow?
Delaney's photographs captured those store people, those car repair shops, the mom-and-pop restaurants and cafes, Bobby Washington's neighbors and friends. A lot of that's gone now. Walt's Diner, for example, on page 28 of the book. It was a whitewashed clapboard restaurant on the corner of 7th and Townsend. Now, it's an office for Adobe Systems. On the next page, there's a photo of a woodworking shop with light beaming in through a skylight. People's Construction.
It's now like a commune for tech people who go to Burning Man and then develop websites.
Tech hasn't completely taken over all the buildings Delaney captured, however. Ted's Market and Deli on Howard and 11th has been a focal point of the neighborhood ever since it opened in 1967. Delaney photographed the owner, Ted Zazunis, and his son, Dave, behind the front counter. The year 1982. Ted is smiling, and Dave, he looks like he wants to get back to work. Both have big black eyebrows and thick mustaches. There are jars of chocolate chip cookies in front of them, boxes of Marlboro cigarettes, Bic razors, and black plastic combs on the shelves behind them. 33 years later, Dave Zazunis keeps two copies of Delaney's South of Market photo book behind the counter. One is encased in saran wrap for extra protection. Today is his mom's 93rd birthday. She beams from her wheelchair near the front of the store. Her son hands out cupcakes to anyone who walks by, like a good neighbor, just like his dad.
My father never closed Ted's Market for 30 years, and that includes Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Day, 4th of July. Never closed.
Dave Zazunas doesn't live in San Francisco anymore, but working at the market has been and still is his only job. From behind the counter, he's been able to watch the neighborhood grow and change. It's a unique perspective, one he's had for almost 50 years. The most recent changes within the city, Zazunas says, have hurt his customers more than ever before.
During the dot-com, businesses got displaced, but now I'm seeing residents get displaced. Their buildings getting torn down.
But Zazunas says there's one thing that hasn't changed.
It's nice to have the third generation here at Ted's Market with my daughters helping me.
In a city that's changing constantly, this is still a family business, just as it was when Delaney photographed it back in the 80s. As I leave, Zazunas and his family crowd around the market's matriarch, Penelope. They smile for a photographer, not Janet Delaney, who snaps their picture with a digital camera. This photo probably won't ever be shown at the De Young, but it's still a documentation, a record of how some things change and others stay the same.
Would you like a spotting book again?
In South of Market, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
Thanks, Angela. This is a special episode of Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba, here with KALW's Jen Sheehan. Today, day two of our spring membership campaign. We are going strong, but we can only go stronger if you give us a call at 800-525-9917 and make a contribution that will help this station become stronger in its 75th year. We're celebrating 75 years of KALW. So give us a call right now. If you're not a member, this is a great time to become a member and join our family. 800-525-9917. We do have a challenge this hour of 20 calls or clicks, and the people in the phone room are telling us we need 8 more. Just 8,
that's
Jen.
That's not a lot. We can get there. We can 8 get more. There. One of those can be you. One of those should be you. Give us a call, 800-525-9917. Or if the internet is your thing, go to KALW.org and donate there. $600 on the table. We don't want to have to offer that money back.
That's
we
right.
just need 8 more calls or clicks.
You can do it.
Bring
you
it can, on in, folks.
You can do it. And in that past, in that story that we just heard by Angela Johnston, you heard about SF MoMA. SF MoMA is opening this weekend, and so much art is happening here in the Bay Area. There's big mega museums, you know, just all and all the independent artists as well, working throughout the cities and the towns in the Bay Area. And Jen, we want to bring all of that,
yeah.
right? All of that, the big and the small.
That's right. It's
right?
an ecosystem. The mm-hmm. arts world, like the world in general, is an ecosystem. There are big things, like you said, the MoMA's opening this weekend. It's a really exciting time. It's a really cool thing that they're doing. But there's also, like I mentioned earlier, right across the street at Yerba Buena Center, there's a really fantastic art exhibit happening right there. And then all of the little, smaller, though no less great organizations and artists who are doing their work all the time. You know, that's something that Sights and Sounds is really all about, the project that I work on. It's not just about the value that listeners get from hearing about local artists, but it's also about how we, KALW, as a media institution, it's about us helping to amplify artists' voices, and especially artists that might need that boost to get out there in the public eye, people who might not otherwise be able to have such a platform. We're so happy to provide that platform for them. So we believe in the power of the arts to lift up and bring together communities, and as Fabiana Rodriguez said earlier, to imagine and reimagine the future that we want to represent and to reflect the world that we live in. It's a diverse, it's a vibrant, it's a challenged world, but it's a world full of beauty and potential. And that's what art can do, is to show us all of that, the whole range.
of life, really.
And we here at Cross Currents at KLW will take that and then bring it to the radio.
Exactly.
All of that.
Exactly. Sharing back and forth. It's a cycle.
That's
so
right.
If those sound like values that you believe in, if you believe like we believe, let us know. Become a member. Be a part of what we do here at KLW. Give us a call. 800-525-9917. 800-525-9917. You can speak to a real live human being in our phone room, and you can tell them what you believe in. You can tell them, I don't know, you don't have to get super philosophical. You can tell them which artist you believe in,
yes.
And we'll give that artist a shout out on the air. Go ahead, 800-525-9917.
Yes, and tell us also why you're supporting KLW. We'd love to hear that as well. Tell us what we're doing right that you like, and tell us where we can improve as well. We love hearing from you always. We're listener-supported public radio. We answer to nobody but you, the listener. There's no corporation. There's no company. There's no, what is that called? With
underwriting.
With capital. Well, underwriting, but there's no, I'll remember it later.
Okay.
Whatever it is, we don't have
it. We don't have that, that thing.
We answer to you, the listener, and we want to continue to answer only to the listener. So give us a call. 800-525-9917. Help us reach our goal. We have about 5 minutes left in this show, but we can make it to the 20 calls or clicks to get us that extra $600. We are at, how many do we need more?
We just need 7 more calls or clicks.
All right, that's you.
Uh-huh.
That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That is you. Continue supporting this reporting that you're listening to, the arts reporting, the incredible arts reporting by Jen Sheehan and her team, but also the arts elsewhere on KALW, the
That's
weekend
right.
programmers. Shout out to Joanne Marr, who brings us the folk music mm-hmm. on the weekends.
We've got Fog City Blues. We've got Africa Mix. We have David LaTulipe with Open Air, where he brings in all kinds of performing artists from all over the
That's
Bay.
That's right. That's right. All of that programming is not possible without your support. So pick up the phone right now. Go to 800-525-99. Oh, they're calling? Yes.
Phones are ringing.
Phones are ringing, but we need
but
them to
that
ring.
That doesn't mean that you shouldn't call, too. Mm-hmm. 800-525-9917.
Mm-hmm.
KALW is a place that evolves and grows in dialogue with you, our listeners. That's why Hannah's not lying. We read all of the comments.
Oh, we do.
We honestly do love hearing from listeners. We post people's comments up on the wall and everyone comes around and reads them. We really, really appreciate and value what you have to say and appreciate your input, helping mm-hmm. us make decisions about programming and about where the station is going next. We've been on the air for 75 years.
75.
It's amazing, but we're also looking toward the future.
Right.
What's
and
next?
That last line by Angela Johnson in her story, a record of how some things change and others stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we here, you know, we've been here for 75 years. What's the same is the connection to the community, right? We stay connected with the people around us, whether it's the community of artists or activists, you know, the rich, 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 diverse fabric that makes this Bay Area. But we're also moving forward, right? We also are excited about what is next
mm-hmm.
in our next chapter. And you can help
live
us get there.
Sights and sounds events,
yes.
More live events like Kamau right now, which is something that we just started bringing to you last year. Another way, you know, some people might not think of comedy as an art form, but it really, really, truly is a way of bringing the arts and social issues and activism and critical analysis of our world all together.
Three more callers. That's all we need.
This is so exciting. We can get there, you guys.
We can
three
totally
more
get
calls
there.
Or clicks.
Or
800-525-9917 or KALW.org.
You can do it right now and help us get the extra $600. We do not want to give it back.
No.
We don't want to give it back. 800-525-9917.
support the station, support Cross Currents, and Jen Chien is right here asking for your support for the next Sights and Sounds. Where do you want it to be?
Well, we've talked about a lot of different places. We definitely want to do another event in East Oakland, mm-hmm. Sights and Sounds of East Oakland. We weren't able to actually have the event in East Oakland because of a number of scheduling issues. We were so happy to be at Laney College, which is another great community resource. But next year, we want to go and find a great venue in East Oakland. We want to go to Richmond. We want to talk to people and artists in the Tenderloin. We want to go out up into Marin. We want to go down south into the peninsula. We kind of want to be everywhere. And we can only do that if we have the support. So join us, 800-525-9917. At the foundation of everything that we do here at KALW is the generosity of our members.
800-525-9917. You can be the person who makes us make this challenge, who helps us make this challenge for KALW. You can do it.
Be our tipping point.
Oh, yes. 800-525-9917. Thank you so much to everybody who's contributed. Thank you, Jen Chien, for being here. Sights and Sounds. Go to KALW.org to... You can hear all the Sights and Sounds.
That's right. We have a great archive online for you to listen to. All of these amazing artists that I've been lucky enough to interview. And, you know, the music and the arts and artists, these aren't just nice things. They're not just kind of luxury items in life. They are part of making a meaningful life and a
Amen.
Better community and
Amen.
A better culture. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want here in the Bay Area. So join in. If you believe what we believe, call 800-525-9917.
That's Jen Chien. I'm Hannah Baba. You're listening to Cross Currents on KALW 91.7 FM, San Francisco.